yeah, 9/11. Got a Friday going on here. Hey, we're in a brand new month. I am loving that. My favorite month of the year is October, so kind of me to be in a really good mood, at least for the next 30 days or so, leading right up to Halloween. All right, Friday, which means we're in here talking with Brianna Koval.
Good morning.
Wilkin County Emergency Services. I love this segment. I always love having you in here.
Well, it's my favorite day of the week.
Yeah, to come
it
in and just...
It makes my Friday
here. Well, yeah, good start to the weekend, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Thank you, because, again, we've been talking Scout's popcorn, which is amazing.
Yes, okay. I 100% agree.
It's a, you know, we do the Poppin' Fridays with Econo Foods and their gourmet popcorn. The Scout's popcorn, it's right equal. I mean, it's good stuff. And you brought me a big tin. Oh, is this caramel corn?
It is not. That is three different types of cheese popcorn.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
There's a white cheddar, a yellow cheddar, and a salsa cheddar.
I'm be tearing into that.
Yeah. Watch the game and eat that up.
Yeah, that might last through the evening tonight. And this is like a big, beautiful tin, too.
It is. You're not a big tin of popcorn.
You're not crazy about the tins this year because they're more sunflowery than, like, Americana. But
yeah, normally our tins have, you know, eagles and flags, and they're very scouty. This mm-hmm. is very artistic,
yeah.
Which it's a very pretty tin. It's just not normally our same scouty tin, but it's the same Scout popcorn that's inside, and that's what counts. It's what's inside that counts.
That's true.
Yes.
And a great way to support the Scouts. And
Absolutely.
You've had a good year selling popcorn.
It has been a pretty good year for us. A tough year because we haven't had our normal storefront that we would. But this weekend, you will find us outside Econo from 10 until 6, both Saturday and Sunday.
Fantastic.
So if you wanted to stop by and support the Scouts, we will be there.
Stop out and give the Scouts some love, definitely. And again, Bowl Bash, a great event for you guys, too.
Yes, it was. It was a great time, too.
All right. So let's talk. We're into October, Fire Prevention Month going on.
It is. It's Fire Safety Month all
right.
month long.
So you've got a lot to say about this, and you're the common sense person around here. with things that, okay, yeah, duh.
Right.
But sometimes people just need to be reminded to be safe.
Right. Well, and the number one thing you can do to be safe is to make sure that your home is safe.
Yeah.
So as we're firing up our heating sources this fall, it's probably not going to be cold enough to do that for another couple weeks still. But when you're thinking about turning your baseboard heaters on, your furnace on, or whatever type of heat source you use, make sure that all of those heat sources are free from debris. So clean them out before you turn them on. Make sure you have all the pet hair and the dust vacuumed out of them. Make sure you don't have any drapes or curtains hanging in front of them, that the furniture is a safe distance, all of that. So just make sure that those heat sources are clear from anything that could be combustible. Number two is going to be making sure you have smoke alarms.
Yes.
Honestly, what saves lives? Smoke alarms.
Smoke alarms.
Fires happen, but the smoke alarms save lives. So making sure that you have smoke alarms on every level of your home, outside and inside bedrooms, and then, of course, your kitchen. So many fires start in the kitchen, and then your utility room. Also a very important place to have a smoke alarm. If you have hardwired alarms in your house, that's great. If you have battery-powered alarms, remember that those smoke alarms are only good for 10 years. The sensor just wears out, so you need to replace them. And then making sure that the batteries are good.
That's always helpful.
Exactly. The batteries only last a year or so. And if you start to hear that annoying beep throughout your house every 30 to 60 seconds, that means that your smoke alarm needs a new battery.
As annoying as that is, it's a good thing.
Well,
because it's like you're going
to
change
it. It's so hard
it.
To figure out which one it is. And then everybody split up in the house. Wait, 30 seconds. Wait. Which one is it?
Yes.
Yes. So just making sure that all of those alarms work. And then while you're checking those, check your CO2 alarm.
Yeah, that's
also
important too.
Very,
very
important.
Important.
As we're moving into the heating type season, those CO2 alarms are very, very important. So making sure you have one in your utility room where that heat source is, and then one on another level of your home too, just as an extra precaution.
And for crying out loud, when you get into the utility room, clean out those lint traps.
Oh my gosh.
Those are the cause of a lot of fires I've noticed.
Yes. So making sure that you're changing the filters in your furnace and then vacuuming out the vent for your dryer. So many fires are caused by dryer lint when those get clogged and then
it heats
heat
up and it's combustible.
And then they just
combust.
So maybe it's a good time of year. We still have really mild temperatures. So, you know, getting that shop vac inside the dryer, making sure that the vent is clear before winter is going to be a really good thing to help prevent some fires.
Fire Safety Month going on now all this month. So we got a lot to talk about.
Yes, all month long.
We can focus on electrical fires. We can, you know, and how to prevent these things.
Yes.
And thanks for this awesome tin of popcorn, by the way.
You are so welcome. Thank you for supporting the Scouts.
Well, I'll tell you what, no better group to support, right? So get out to Econo and support them this weekend, was it?
Yes, Saturday and Sunday this weekend from 10 until 6 both days.
All right. The popcorn lady, Brianna Koval.
Thank you.
Always great to have you in here every single Friday. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Thank you.
Yes, we will. And you'll be back next Friday. Tell me yes.
Absolutely.
All right. Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services. And keep in mind, folks, yes, Fire Safety Month going on here in the month of October. It's 9/16. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.